There's a kind of nut that you use particularly at Christmas. There are all sorts of nuts that you use. This one I noticed particularly because when you gather them off trees, they have two coverings to them. Sometimes they're called black
walnuts.
All right, now what is this first outside covering? When they first
fall off the tree, called a hull.
And then inside the hull was the, you took the hull off.
Well, that would be the walnut, I guess.
Would it have another cover?
Yes, it would have enough, but I don't know. The shell, it would be called the shell.
That would be the shell. Then you crack the shell and then
get the nut, the meat.
Did you ever hear that part called the goody on the inside?
The what?
The goody on the inside.
No.
There's a kind of fruit that we squeeze to make juice. They're known by the color they are. They're grown in Florida and California.
Oranges and lemons.
The oranges, talking about the oranges, if you went to the store to get some, and you couldn't find any there at all, you might come back and say to your daughter, well, I didn't get any because the oranges were
rotten.
No, they weren't. They were gone. All gone?
Okay.
Fine. There are some red, I suppose they're vegetables grown in a garden, very small like this, and they have a red outside and a white inside.
Red.
There's another kind of vegetable in the garden that are red and they grow on vines. One variety is Big Boy.
Tomatoes.
Have you ever heard any words people use to refer to those very, very small tomatoes?
Yeah, we call them tomatoes.
Have you? Uh-huh. I've been looking for that and that's the first time I found it.
Tomatoes.
I knew it existed, but I wasn't sure where. There's a kind of vegetable that grows underground that has different varieties, but people don't eat them sometimes because they make you have a bad odor on your breath.
Onions. I love them.
I do too. Do you, Pam? What of the onions that you can eat, not only the white part, you know, the root part, but also part of the green part?
That's called shallots.
Are they the same thing as green onions or spring onions?
Well, now there is two. No, the shallots are the kind that bunch. There's a big cluster. And just the green onion has just one stem, in my mean. It has one root. Has one root. But the shallots have the just bunches. We always call them bunch onions.
Bunch onions?
Yeah, that's what we call
them.
That's
the same thing as shallots.
Shallots, right.
Do they multiply?
Yes, they do. They just, you plant one little bunch and it'll make a bunch.
And you just leave those in the ground all day?
No, they have to be pruned. No.
Do green onions too have to be pruned?
Yes, because the tops die a certain time. I had to pull ours. We would have had, year before last, we raised onions this big. And this year they got dry and I pulled them. The tops had died. And the largest onion I got was like that. I pulled them the other day. It was just a little piece of root. We had some down here yesterday. We ate them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now, do green onions, this is what I'm not really clear on, do they make the regular big onions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you leave them in?
If you leave them till fall of the year, you plant them early in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And if you have good rain like we didn't have this year, they will make that one big onion, you see. But now those bunch onions, they don't. They just make a little thing about, it'd be about this long. It won't be round. It'll be a kind of a funny shaped little thing.
I see. But if you want to eat them while they're small, like say in a salad.
Oh, you pull them whole thing up green. Oh, we just love to eat them, you know, with green onions.
Really
scramble them with eggs. That child, you can't fix her enough. Have you ever eaten any green onions with
but
eggs?
Not an egg.